You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth, and this is Letters from Home. Each Friday, we're bringing you stories from isolation, how Ohioans are getting through the pandemic alone and together, sometimes with laughter, sometimes with tears, but always with determination. Memorial Day is typically a time to gather, remember, and honor those who died while serving in the U.S. military. But with social distancing, those plans have to change this year. Richard Hoffman is a veteran, and he is one of the first volunteers for the National Veterans Memorial and Museum. He joins us now. How have you been doing, Richard?
Well, I'm isolating because I consider myself the poster boy for isolation, because everything they say you have that you should isolate, starting with age on down, I have, except cancer. So I'm staying home.
How has that been? It's been about 2 months. How have you kind of managed that isolation?
It's been a challenge in a lot of ways because I like to get out and do things. My wife had given me a challenge about talking with my sons about my military career, so I took the Army and the Army Reserve, so I took my time over at least a couple weeks of it, living on the computer to write a 70-page autobiography.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit what that experience was like, you know, thinking back to your 30-plus career in the military?
It was a challenge to write it all.
Why is that?
Well, sometimes it's hard to think of what I wanted to say and how did I remember it and should I say it or not, but I think I got it all down. I'm a big history person, and I know to me it means, you know, passing information on down that I missed that I didn't get from my dad's sister, who had a lot of the family information and pictures that I have that I don't know who, because she's not there to tell me. So I want to be able to pass something like that on to my sons, which is something else I've been doing, is scanning old photos and being very careful to ID them now.
This is Memorial Day coming up this weekend. I know you've been a volunteer for the National Veterans Memorial and Museum in the past. Are you doing anything to commemorate the day? Do you have any plans for your weekend?
Well, it's tough because, I say, the Veterans Memorial, we had a number of wonderful things that were planned that I had planned on being part of, and that we can't do. Yeah, it's tough, and I'm not sure, because I always go out and put flowers on my father's grave, and I'm afraid to go shopping to buy them, which is tough, because that's been a tradition for 20-some years. And that's the hardest one. I'm not sure if I can talk my wife into doing it or not yet. But, you know, it's hard when you think about not being able, not wanting to, I guess. You can, but not being afraid to, still. Memorial Day is a toughie for me. I almost tried not to think about it in some ways because of that. But
yeah. I'm wondering if you find any parallels between your military service and now. Obviously, they're totally different situations, but is there a grit or a perseverance during that time that you find yourself hearkening back to in a way?
Well, I guess maybe I go back to my time in Vietnam. And when you're out in the jungles for 30 days, you only have what's there. You don't have coming back into a home or pulling, you know. Well, that's how long I was out there with only just that small group of people. And I guess in a way that's kind of an isolation in itself.
Richard Hoffman, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Hey, it was my pleasure. I like to talk about things, so that's not a problem.